Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Dalet, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel and Beis, and Rav Ashi began on Gemara on Daf Beis and Aleph by asking a stira between the first two clauses of a Mishnah, as a Mishnah began, Hakol Shechtin, and the word Hakol is coming to be marred by someone, and the Mishnah stated that that person can be Shechel Ratkila, and then the Mishnah stated, Vishchitas and Kshira, and the Shechita is Kosher B'diavad. Our Gemara brought 6 ways to understand our Mishnah. We had the explanation of Rav Ba'ula, B'negei Chulin Shinas. We had the explanations of Abai and Rava that both explained the Mishnah of Legabi Yakuti, and we had the explanation of Rav Ashi, Benegea Mumla Te'avain, and we had 2 versions of the explanation of Ravina, one Benegea Mumchin and one Benegea Mukhzakin. What is relevant to our Gemara is the machlekes between Abai and Rava only in regard to 1 case. Abai taught us that when the Mishnah stated Akol Sheikh Mukhatila, that refers to Akuti, Kishi Yisrael Eimel Al Gabov. However, if Yisrael is only Yitzhak and Nichnas, then Lechatchila Kuti would not be able to do Shchita. However, if he does so, and Mechoyta Kazai's Basa, and we give it to him, and we test him, so if Achloi Mutalechom and Shchitasai, and Loya Choloi Asalechom and Shchitasai, Rabbi held that there is no Chiluk by Kuti between Yisrael and Al Gabov, or if the Yisrael was Yitzhak and Nichnas, in either case, a Kuti could Shech Lechatchila. However, Rabbi holds, Baal Mitzay Sheshachat, if Yisrael was not Oymen Al Gabov, and he was not Yitzhak and Nichnas, so Lechatchila Kuti cannot shecht without any supervision. However, b'diavad, if he did shecht, then we would do this bedika, and we would give the kuti a kazayis basar, and if he would eat the basar, then we could eat from his shchita, and if he does not eat from this basar, then we would not be able to eat from this animal. And as we've already explained, both Abaye and Rava hold that kuti ge'ar reyesayin, and as we know that the end of Abaye Shurishayin, the Aseres HaShvatim went to Golis in order to make sure that Eretz Yisrael was not desolate, so the Melech Ashur brought the kuti from a place called Kuta, and they settled in the area of Shemron, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent lions. These lions were killing these people until they decided to become Gerim. As we learned in Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Ayin Hem Beis, that there's Machlekes Tanoim, if their Geris was a proper Geris, and they were Geri MS, and then at a later date they went off to Derech, or even initially their Geris was not a Dal Geris, and they were Geri Arayis. As we will see, that even if we hold that Tukutim were Geri MS, however, they did not keep all the Torah. Generally, they only kept Torah Shebiksav and not Torah Shebalpeh. And even though, as we will see, they were makbid on Shchita, and they were even makbid on the 5 halachas of Shchita that are Halach L'Mesh Mesinai, Joshahiyah, Drasa, Chalada, Grumma, and Iker. Certainly, they were only makbid for themselves, and they were not makbid on Lefnei Ivlei Sita Michshol, as they explained the Torah Kepashtas, that it refers to someone that places a stone in front of a blind person and creates a literal stumbling block. And our Gemara previously taught us Rav Ashi loyam akatavayu as kasava kutim giri arayasein, that the reason why Rav Ashi did not explain a Mishnah like Abai and Rava and didn't explain that Mishnah referring to a kuti is because he holds that kutim giri arayas, and therefore the shchita is psula, and even b'diavad the shchita would not be valid. And as we already explained from Tesis, v'shchitas and psula k'moishel oed chavim mivizavachta mashat hazveach ata oichal kloima isushu bazvicha v'afuke oivik chavim v'oichul nevelos la. And our Gemara will now begin and bring a brisa, and certainly this brisa holds that kutim agiri emes, and therefore that shchita could be valid. And as we will see, based on a diak from the reisha and a diak from the seifa of the brisa, would seem to be a stereo between the reisha and the seifa of the brisa. And the Gemara will explain that Abai is medayik his din for the reisha of this brisa, or Rava is medayik his din from the seifa of this brisa. And our Gemara begins Tanur Rabbanan. We learned to the brisa shchitas kutim muteres, that lechatchila a kuti shchita is valid. The Brisa now continues to explain, b'med v'armum k'shi Yisrael eimel al gabov, that when was it stated, only when he Yisrael is eimel al gabov, avobol mitzvei sheshochat, choyte k'zayis v'neislai, acholoi mutter lechem shchitasai, v'imlav osa lechem shchitasai. However, if one comes and finds that the kuti already did shchita, then we would have to perform this exam, and we would have to give him a k'zayis to see if the kuti would eat from his shchita. Let's keep in mind that in the Risha, the Brisa is mashma like a bayah, that the only time that the kuti could shecht l'chatchila was only because Yisrael Eimel al Gabov, which is mashma that if he was Yitzhak v'nichnas, he would not be able to shecht l'chatchila. However, the sefer of the Brisa is mashma like Rava, that the only time that we have to perform an exam is only when we come and we find that the kuti already shechted, and it's mashma that if the Yisrael would be Yitzhak v'nichnas, then the shchita would have been kosher l'chatchila. And the Brisa now continues, ki Yitzhak and similarly, matzib yadai de kuyush shel tzipayrim, if one comes and finds that the Yakuti already shechted a bunch of birds. We continue on Daf Dalim and Aleph, and Rashi at Tapan Amid states the Kuyar Machrezes Shel Tzeperim Shchutin, and we had the Lashon Machrezes Shel Dogim in Masechtas Bava Metzia in Perek Il Metzias, which refers to a string of fish. There were many birds on a string, or as Tesis states, the Kuyar is a sal, is a basket. And the Aruch explains the Kuyar is a bundle, but in any case, the Yisrael was not Oymel Al Gabav, and he was not Yetziv Nichnas, and the Kuti already shechted these birds prior to the Yisrael coming. But the Braisa teaches us that once again we have to perform this exam and kotei reisha shel echem and v'neislai acholay mutalechem shchitasai v'imlav asalechem shchitasai. The Yisrael would cut off one of the heads of these birds, and Ayin Rabbi Kvega that you have to cut off a large head of a bird which has at least a kezayis of basar. However, the Chassam Sefer says that our Gemara doesn't mention anything about kezayis, and therefore he explains that the Kutim held that the head of a bird is considered a beria. Therefore, they held that the Issa of Nevela would apply to even an amount that's less than the Kezayis, and possibly the Chassam Sefer is based on the memory that we will see from Rav Shimon Gamliel that states, Kol mitzvah shech zikah ba'kutim harbi medakning ba'yaisim Yisrael. And Agamor explains, Abaye daik mireisha and Rava daik misefa, that Abaye is medaik hishita from the reisha to braisa, and Rava is medaik hishita from the second case of the braisa. And as the Gemara explains, Abaye daik mireisha, as time of the Yisrael, only me'al gabav, that the reisha only stated that a kuti could shech l'chatchila if the Yisrael was Eimel al-Gabav, and it's mashmal v'yetzev v'nichnas loy, that if the Yisrael was only yetzev v'nichnas, then the kuti cannot shech l'chatchila, and we would have to test the kuti, while Rav daik misefa, and Rav was medaik from the second case of the braisa, as time of the bo mitzvah shishachat, that the only time that we stated that kuti cannot shech l'chatchila, and we would have to examine the kuti, only if we came after he already finished chita, al v'yetzev v'nichnas shapid dami, and it's mashmal that if the Yisrael was yetzev v'nichnas, then the kuti could shech l'chatchila. The Gemara continues, L'abaya kasha seifa, the lecher according to Abaya, we have a question from the diak of the seifa, as the seifa only speaks about someone that came after shchita, and lecher according to Abaya, the din of the seifa should have been taught us by a case where the Yisrael was yetzev v'nichnas. The Gemara explains, Am lechad, Abaya will respond to us, yetzev v'nichnas nami, ba mitzvay karilei, when the seifa, the Braisa discusses the case of ba mitzvay sheshachat, that includes the scenario where the Yisrael was only yetzev v'nichnas. Certainly the problem of being yetzev v'nichnas is at some point when you leave and you come back in, the kuti already finished or at least started the shechita process. Therefore, the Yisrael missed part of the shechita. That would be considered bo mitzvei sheshachat, and there is no stira according to Abaya between the reish and the sefer the brisa. The Gemara now continues that although Rava brought a raya to shechita from the sefer, but Rava kasha reisha according to Rava it's shver from the reisha, as the reish states that the only time that the kuti could shech l'chatchila is only if the Yisrael was Eimel al Gabav. It's mashma that if the Yisrael was only Yetzev v'nichnas, then the kuti would not be able to shech l'chatchila. The Gemara responds, Amalacha, that Rava will explain, Yetzev v'nichnas nami ka'Eimel al Gabav dami. As Rashi explains, V'Eimel al Gabav diktani tana, hainu Yetzev v'nichnas, and Einachinami, tana means to include the case of Yetzev v'nichnas when he stated Eimel al Gabav. Our Gemara now continues to discuss the Braisa, as the Braisa then taught us, Ki Yetzev by Matzah B'yadeh, the Kuya Shel Tziperin, Koytea Reisha Shel Echemen, V'Nosen Lai, Achalei Mut Lechem Shchitasai, V'Imlav Asal Lechem Shchitasai. And our Gemara is bothered that Bishlema in the Reisha of the Braisa, where we're discussing one animal, then certainly if the guy will eat from any part of this animal, since we know that a Kuti would not eat an Avela, so it proves that the entire animal is kosher. However, in the Sefer, where we're talking about a group of birds, has to prove that all the birds are kosher by the fact that he will eat from one of the birds. And as the Gemara is, Amai Lechesh Dom Mahayu to have a Shachet Shapir, but we should be Cheshish that possibly the Kuti knew that this bird he shechted properly, and that's why he ate from this bird. However, it is still possible that he didn't shecht the rest of the birds properly. Maybe the rest of the birds are really Nevelois, and even though if they're not kosher, it will cause that Yisrael will eat Nevela. However, as we already mentioned, the Kuti were not Makbid on the Issa of Lifnei Evil Sita Mechshol. And the Gemara continues on Rav Nasha, and Rav Nasha comes to bring a teretz, and the Gemara brings a simon machnas izemel bezcharim, and as Tesis points out that these are simonim for the tirutzim of Rav Nasha mesechtes chulin, and as Tesis states and the second Tesis Amid simoni shmeitz Rav Nasha the hal mechiltoin hachta machnisin tachas knafav. The first teretz is our Gemara of machnisin tachas knafav, which is the simon of machnas, and the second simon refers to a Gemara in daf lamed aleph, and the third simon refers to a Gemara on daf nun aleph. Rav Nasha explains mechlis and tachas knavav. And when our brisa tells us that you could take a ratio shel echemhen v'nosin loy, the Yisrael would actually take all the heads of the birds and place them underneath his clothing or underneath the cloth. And this way, the kuti doesn't know which bird he took the head from. If the kuti will eat from this bird, it would then prove that all the birds are kosher. However, the Gemara is still bothered. V'dilma simona havyav loy begavei. Even if the Yisrael was mechlis and tachas knavav, but the maisa, how would this prove anything? If it's possible that the kuti had a simen on this specific head, and therefore would only prove that this head is kosher, and possibly the rest of the birds are not kosher. And the Gemara states, "Amra mishasha du mas mesle masmuse in chenami b'machlis and tachas knavav would not be a raya. The proper way to be boidik is by chopping up the heads of the birds and then serving a mixture of the heads of the birds to the kuti, and this way we know that all the birds are kosher. Ain Rashi b'machlis and tachas knavav yisrael zeh boidkoi machlis kol tziporim tachas kamfik susoi vein akuti maker is nice and loy." And Rashi continues, "Be masmes machoi mekachoi ain Rabbeinu Geshem de masmuselim masmuse klemishem chalkloi betid and shafilu yesh loy simin a maker a simin." The Gemara now continues, "The bein lefi abaya and bein lefi rava, if the kuti was either not imel gabav or not yoytziv nichnas, and we did not see the actual shchita, and how would this bedika help? As v'dilma kasavri kutim in shchita loy benatira, since there is a shita that holds there is no chiv to do shchita na oiv, and the only time we have a chiv of shchita is only by animals, and if so, by the fact that the kuti will eat from these birds, will not be a riot that he shechted it properly, as it is possible that he holds that there is no requirement of the shchita, and therefore these birds are not an avela." As Rashi explains that since the pasuk in Parshas Ru'eh that speaks about shchita states, "V'zavachtu mibul karchu mitzeincha shenosa Hashem l'cha kasher tzivisicha ve'achaltu b'shurecha b'chol aves nafshecha," since the pasuk only mentions bakra and tzayin, the possible chiv of shchita only applies to bakra and tzayin. However, as we will see on Daf Chav Zayin and on Daf Chav Ches, based on the second to last pasuk in Parshas Shmini, we have a hekesh between all animals and birds. And as the pasuk states, "Zeis teres abehim va'oy v'chol nefesh achayim meses b'moyim u'chol nefesh asheretzis ala aretz." However, the Gemara continues and asks that why are you asking this question dafka b'negei oifos? But certainly, even you would agree that we would trust the kuti to shecht behemois, and we would be able to be bedik them and see if they would eat a behema. That would prove that they would perform shechita properly. But the Gemara now is v'latameich shehiya drasa chaloda groma ve'ika miksivon lemaisa, even by a behema, if we were not oimel al gabov or at least yoytziv v'nichnas, how would we be able to rely on the shechita of a kuti if the five psulim of shechita of shehiya drasa chaloda groma ve'ika are not written mefurish in the pasuk and are only based on halacha l'mashim in Sinai? And possibly the kutin do not agree with his halachas, and as Rashi states, "Va'afilu hachi samchinu layu mishum d'chazinu l'udach zikuba," as since we see that they were machzik and they keep all these halachas, so therefore we can rely on the kutim. And as the Gemara continues, "Elo kumin d'ach zikuba achzikubu hachinami kumin d'ach zikuba achziku," and it must be that since we know that they keep these halachas, therefore we can rely on kutim. And similarly, b'negei shchita of oifos, since we see that the kutim keep the din of shchita by oifos, so therefore we can rely on the shchita of a kuti. If the kuti would eat from this bird, then we see that it's not an avela. That's why the Braisa teaches us that we would be able to eat these birds. Before we continue, let us see Rabbi Kveiga in Gilui Nashas points out that even though from the Pashas of our Gemara, it would seem that all five of these halachas are halachas l'mishum Sinai, including Shia, Drosa, Chaloda, Groma, Ve'ika, but Zok Rabbi Kveiga, Shkiris, Delishnahu, the Drosa, Ksiv, Bekra, Kedashin, L'kamon, Daf, Lamin, Avin, Beiz, Ein, V'shachat, Elu, Mashach, V'chein, Kosh, V'rash, L'kamon, Daf, Chav, Zayin, Amnal, Diba, Maschel, Deloi, Elu, Kivin, Shu, Shogel, Aske, Elu, He, Biachad, Nokat, Law, and that's why we discuss all five. And even though the Psalm of Drosa is actually learned directly from a Pasuk, and he brings this from the Rashba, Mishper, Sabayas, Hilchashkita, Daf, Zayin, Amnal, Beiz, and then he continues, Abu Chadush, L'kamon, Rish, Perak, Beiz, Kosav, Dach, Drosa, Nal, Yasmachta, and Vidrosa, Gam, Kain, Malach, L'mash, Messinai, Ayin, Ritva, and Argamur, that states, Ikon, Nuskhe, De Gassi, Lil Tamer, Shir, Chaloda, Grom, Veiko, Miksivi, Veloy, Gassin, and Dorsa, the Drosa, Kamadach, Siva, Damya, Shein, Veshachat, Elu, Mashach, Kid, Isil, Kamar, and Perak, Ashechet. Then he states, Vyesh, Gersum, Drosa, Vu, Amachover, Ayin, Sham. Argamur now continues and discusses the Dinim of a Kuti, and certainly it would seem, if we know that the Kutim kept a specific halacha that's been first in the Torah, then certainly we can rely on them. However, the Gemara will now have a shayla. If we know that the kutim generally follow halacha that is not mefurish in the Torah, does that create a chazaka? And would we then be allowed to trust the kuti? And our Gemara states, v'achsek v'loy achsek b'loy k'siva tanoi, that it is actually a machlekes tanoim. And as Rashi states, mitzvah she'en k'suva b'feirish b'toyra, v'inu shech zikuba, I amino kivin de achsek l'tu, achsek nabin l'dan, l'smechlayu, ki abdi l'serich atzman, oi, I amino n'afagab de achsek l'tu, l'achsek l'dan, klema, l'chashvin l'chazaka, l'mismechlayu, and tanoi pligiba, and this will be a machlekes tanoim. And as Rashi explains, achsek v'loy achsek, klema chazaka, eina chazaka. Agamor continues and brings a brisa, as the Tanis we learned to the brisa, matzas kuti muteres for adam yitzur bo yidei chavasu v'pesach, and the Tanakama teaches us to didim that number one, that one can rely on the matz of a kuti, and you don't have to be chayshu that potentially became chametz. Certainly the kutim were makbid on chametz, and therefore they would not allow their matzah to become chametz, and one could eat it the entire Pesach. And number two, even on the first night of Pesach, which is a mitzvah to eat matzah, and as the pasuk in Parshas Bo tells us, ba'erev teichlu matzahs, as Rashi explains, vim yoshev lo ochal oivu ba'asei, that the Braisa also teaches us that one could even be yoitza dechiv v'achilus matzah, even by using the matzah of akuti. And as Rashi points out, that the Gemara will ask, that since we just stated, we don't have to be choshish that the matzah is chametz, so why we would have a habmina that one cannot be yoitza dechiv v'matzah on the first night of Pesach, using the matzah of akuti. And keep in mind that the Rishonim point out that certainly in both of these cases, we had to have seen that the kuti actually ate his matzah. Either he ate the matzah on Pesach, or he ate it to be yotzei chiv on the first night of Pesach, as otherwise we would not be able to rely on him, as they're not makbin if they evilly see the michshol. However, the brisa continues, Rabbi Elazar Isa, and Rabbi Elazar states that one could not rely on the matzah of a kuti on Pesach, and one could not eat, one would not be able to eat the matzah on any days of Pesach, as Rabbi Elazar explains, lefisha im bekiim b'dukei mitzvos ki yisrael, they're not bekiim d'alochos like yisrael. As Rashi explains, she'im bekiim in yodin l'shemer lahavchem ben seir l'siduk ben echsifu panav le'echsifu panav, which are very dakis d'alochos, and therefore we would have to be choshish that potentially their matzah became chametz. And finally, the brisa brings a third shita that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer kol mitzvah she'echziku b'kutim habib medakim bo yosim yisrael, that any mitzvah that the kutim kept, they were medayik even more than Klal Yisrael, and therefore we could rely on them and we could eat their matzah. And before the Gemara continues to explain what the machlekes is between these three tanoim, and therefore explains how this will have any basis on our Gemara, the Gemara continues and explains the brisa. As we just learned to the brisa, that the Tanakama taught us number one, matzas kuti muteres, and number two, v'odim yotze bo yidei chavasu v'pesach. And the Gemara asks pshita, certainly if we could eat the matzah the entire Pesach and we're not choshish that potentially was chametz, then certainly one should be able to use their matzah in order to be yotze their chiyuv on the first night of Pesach. However, the Gemara explains, marotim aloy b'kiyuv b'shimur kamash b'lon, one would have had a habmina, although certainly we're not choshish that their matzah was chametz, and therefore one was allowed to eat their matzah the entire Pesach. However, on the first night of Pesach, there's a special din of shimur. The matzah on the first night of Pesach has to be made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. One may have thought that we would not rely on the kutim b'negei this halacha, and therefore the Tanakhama teaches us that even regarding this halacha, we could rely on kutim. And as Rashi explains, marotima afgad the pshitel on delay nichu lahachmetz umutaris b'achila. However, miu loy b'kiyah b'had the boilem evad shimur l'shem matzah shel mitzvah b'kiyim loy over b'shimur loy nafkinim ba. And as Rashi points out, that we find a similar concept b'negei the dough of a guy, and even though we could rely that it did not become chametz, however, one can still not use it for the chiyuv of matzah on the first night of Pesach. And Rashi continues, midi dehava k'machnu b'tzeikah shel evichavim abon l'fneinu k'edim shafar evichavim v'reinu shel evichmetz the kaimuron the mutter of lein of kinuba v'aminon mea k'machnu b'tzeikah shel evichavim adon malik kresim hem uvad sheyechum k'zayis matzah b'achrina, as long as at the end result you eat at least a k'zayis matzah, a proper matzah that was made l'shma. Ayin in Or Chaim and Simon Reish Mem Tes, where the Erzuru explains, mashma v'firish she'in ad b'yitzich rei chavasa afilu b'matzah gemura elim kina fol l'shem chavis matzah. However, he then explains, umiyu chalun l'farish v'leimah d'harni mili akam v'kuti, that this didn't only applies by a goy or kuti, avisrol stomach l'shma dami d'har v'gabi kachim b'in and shchit l'shma. And as we already learned in Masech L'Svachim, kai melon stomach l'shmai. Gemara now continues to explain the next sheet of the Braisa, as Rabbi Elazar Omer l'fisha'im b'kiyim b'dikdukei mitzvahis, and the Gemara explains, k'sava loy b'kiyim b'shimur, and Rabbi Elazar holds that the kutim were not b'kiyim in how to guard batzah in order to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. And as Rashi explains, Rabbi Elazar Isa The Rebbe Elazar holds that on all days of Pesach is also to eat this matzah as kasava loy b'kiyah b'shimur. Rashi is bothered with the gears of our Gemara, as previously when discussing the Tanakama, the Gemara already stated marotema loy b'kiyah b'shimur, and we were talking about shimur l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Therefore, our Gemara should not use the same term regarding Rebbe Elazar, as Rebbe Elazar is teaching us that they're not b'kiyah in the din of chametz at all. Therefore, initially Rashi states that loy gasinan the time of mishum chimotz. Rashi previously taught us she'ein b'kiyah ein yodel l'shem l'havchem ben seir l'sidok ben echsifu panav l'echsifu panav. However, Rashi continues with the man the girls lay hachim mefarish that loy b'kiyah l'shemrei m'lahachmetz and ein echinami, the term that the Gemara used of loy b'kiyah l'shemrei b'negiyah the din of Rebbe Elazar is different than the term that the Gemara previously used of loy b'kiyah l'shemrei b'negiyah the Tanakama. Finally, our Gemara continues and discusses the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Brisa seems to bring a third shita, and as the Brisa stated, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel aimed at kol mitzvah shechziku b'kutim habib medakim b'yosim Yisrael, and the Gemara is hayinu Tanakama, and it seems to be that there is no machlekes between the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the shita of Tanakama. In order to find a difference between the shita of Tanakama and the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so the Gemara explains ikar b'nayu dechsiva leachziku ba. The possible the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was specifically in a case where there is a mefurish din in the Torah, but the kutim did not accept the halacha. And the Tanakama sava kivin dechsiva afgav leachziku ba. And Tanakama holds that since it's written in the Torah, and even if the kutim did not accept the halacha, we can still rely on the kutim. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sava iachzik in iloyachzik loy, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the only time that we can rely on the kutim, only if we know that they keep that halacha. But if we don't know if they keep that halacha, then we cannot rely on the kutim. And Ayin Rashi explains that we understand this based on the fact that the Tanakhama is discussing a case of matzah, which is something which is written in the Torah. And as Rashi states, "V'tana matzah v'hu adin l'chalak suvim b'Torah the afgav lo yedin on iachziku bo iloyachzik samchinu layu." And even if we don't know if they were machzik in this mitzvah, we still rely on the kutim as the kivin d'ksiva vade achzik ba, as since it's written explicitly in the Torah, therefore it must be that they kept this halacha. However, as Rashi continues, Rabbi Elazar Isa, the afilu achzik ba, da ina bekirin b'tuktuke mitzvah, and even if we know they actually keep these mitzvahs, but we still would not rely on the kutim, as they're not bekirin b'tuktuke mitzvahs. Finally, since Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mentioned the concept of achzik ba kutim, therefore the Habmin Gemara is, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, asa lameima, achzik in, le achzik lai. Rashi points out, v'lav hainu tanoi, da minu le'el, ad maskan in the milsa. And of course, this has no bearing on the original point of our Gemara, where the Gemara stated, v'achzik v'le achzik, but like siva tanoi, as the Gemara is looking for machlekes tanoim, if we would rely on kutim, in a scenario where something is not written before Shina Torah, we know that the kutim actually keep this halacha, and at this point of the Gemara, our Gemara is discussing a case where something is actually written in the Torah, and we're just not sure if the kutim keep this halacha. However, at this point, the Gemara explains that we can't explain the machlekes tanoim in this manner, as ihachi kol mitzvah shechziku b'kutim in mechziku b'yilei, as the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would not make any sense, since Rabbi Shimon Gamliel stated kol mitzvah shechziku b'kutim harbi medakim b'yosim Yisrael. So it's mashma he's coming l'tfuya tanakama, and to add on halacha onto the din of tanakama, and to be makel even more than tanakama, that we would rely on kutim even in more cases, according to the way that you just explained the machlekes, it would come out that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was more machmir Tanakama, and we would actually rely on the kutim in less cases. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel should have stated mechziku b'kutim, and as Rashi explains that since Rabbi Shimon Gamliel stated kol mitzvah mashma l'rabui asa afilu hanach le'ayubu Tanakama, the ma'aser based on the way we explained the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel as a kimnon da hanach da'ayubu le'elkai da hainu b'chzivu l'muti asa, so mechziku b'yilei the hashtag mashma shapid the polakatavayu, and if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would use these terms, then it would be clear that he's being chaylik both on Rabbi Elazar as well as on the shita of the Tanakama. He's being chaylik on the Tanakama the shori b'lei chazaka, and he's also being chaylik on Rabbi Elazar the oisa afilu lechziku va'asa iu lemeima imechziku medakin ba muta udleik Rabbi Elazar halei chziku asa udleik Tanakama the shori b'lei chziku av hashtag diktoni kol mashma afilu hanach leik siva nami kama desamchina chazkayu. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not trying to remind from the din of the Tanakama, and he's actually trying to add on to the din of the Tanakama. Therefore, the Gemara explains that it must be the machlekes between the Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is as follows: that the nafkamina between them would be in a case where something was not written mefurish in the Torah. Even so, the kutim followed this halacha, And the shayla is, would we be able to rely on the kutim or not? As Tanakama sava kumil ksiva avagadachsika bo namiloi, and Tanakama holds the only time that we would rely on the kutim is only on something that's mefurish in the Torah. But if there's halacha that's not mefurish in the Torah, and even if we know that the kutim follow that halacha, we would still not rely on the kutim. And of course, as we saw, the Rebbe Elazar holds that even if something's written mefurish in the Torah, we would still not rely on the kutim. Finally, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sava kumin daachsek gachsek, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that even if there's halacha that's not mefurish in the Torah, but we know that the kutim follow this halacha, then we could rely on the kutim. And this is what the Gemara meant when it stated va'achsek v'lo achsek b'lo ksiva tanoi. As Rashi explains, elik benayud lo ksiva va'achsek ba, as Tanakama sava matzav v'chol dedami le ksiva samchinu layu bein achsek b'lim le achsek ud lo ksiva lo samchinu layu va'afilu achsek. However, if something's not written in the first interior, then we are not saying mechad kutim. And even if we know that they actually follow this halacha, Rabbi Elazar sava afilu ksiva va'achsek lo samchinu layu, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sava kol mitzvah shechziku va'afar agav lo ksiva samchinu layu kumin achsek achsek v'ayin tanoi d'le'el Tanakama Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. As we explained, our Gemara continues that the fourth explanation of our Mishnah was the explanation of Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi explained that when the Mishnah stated Akol Sheikhin, the word Akol is coming to Marba, that Afilu Yisrael Mumma L'Te'avayin, that L'Chadchila, even a Mumma L'Te'avayin, can perform Shechita, and a Shechita would be Kosher. And whether, as Rav Ashi pointed out, that is only if Yisrael previously checked his Sakin and made sure that there were no Pegimais. However, if they did not yet check his Sakin, then L'Chadchila cannot do Shechita. However, if he already did Shechita, then we would check his chalif after the fact. And as the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph stated, Uchid Rava, and as our Gemara continues, Gufa, that Amar Ravi saw Mumma Uchlan Veils to Avain, Boydik Sakin, Vinoslai, Umutulechem Shchitasai, that as long as you pre check his knife and you give him his knife, then he could even Shechtel Chachila. Our Gemara explains, My Taima, Kimindik, Ateir Visura, Le Shavikateir Vachlisura, and since this person is only a Mumma Lechel to Avain, generally he certainly wants to eat something that is kosher. However, if he's hungry and he doesn't have any meat, then he'll eat Nevela. Certainly, if this person has a choice between eating something that is kosher or something that is Nevela, certainly he would rather eat kosher. And therefore, since it's biyodai to go and shecht this animal properly and not eat Nevela, certainly he will make sure to shecht properly. And we don't even need a Yisrael Oyin Al Gabov. But the Gemara continues in ES, Hachi Kilei Badak Nami, since he wants to eat kosher and he doesn't dafka want to eat Nevela, so why do we have to check his sakin? As certainly he would check his sakin and make sure that it's not nifkam in order to make sure that his shechita is kosher. This is also biyadu lachshira. Why would there be a requirement to check his sakin? But the Gemara responds, mitlach leitarach, that bishleimer b'negei shechita, it's very easy to follow all the halachas of shechita, and it's not a tech of him, and since it's biyadu, so therefore he'll shecht properly. However, since if he would find his knife is nicked, he wouldn't be makbid, as he wouldn't want to be matriach to go find the proper chalif or to sharpen his knife, and therefore it is a requirement to pre-check his knife. And our Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbanan Rava, Tani the Messiah Lecha, that we will bring a brisa that will be a riot here your side. And as Rashi states, Tani the Messiah Lecha, the Kol Mishen Ois Lahaches, Ve'ika Atir Kamei, Le'shavik Atir Ve'ochel Yisura, Ha'metzen Shel Eivra Avira Acha Pesach, and we continue on Dap Dalar on Beis, Mutta Miad Mepnei Shem Machlifin, as the brisa teaches us that even if someone is Oiva on the Issa Bali Yiro, Bali Matzei, they keep chametz in their home over Pesach. They didn't do this issur l'haches. The only reason why they didn't get rid of their chametz is because they were concerned about the hefsed mamon. This is similar to a case of someone that's ichum levelos l'te'avayin. The Braisa teaches us that immediately after Pesach, a yisrael that is kosher can even buy bread or eat bread from this person who is over the saveira. As we will tell you that certainly this person swapped his bread with the goy. And as Rashi Tapadam states, Mutu miyad va'avagav leishah k'dei lefa is the vade ovo leo ha-pesach mutu l'kshir and lechol mechamtza miyad m'pnei she machlifa m'shal oiv d'chavim the kivin d'matzi lechol ha-teira. As since this person is not a mumma l'haches, since we have a very simple scenario where this Jew could actually eat this zayinim beheter, and as Rashi explains, the kivin d'matzi lechol ha-teira the chavim shal oiv d'chavim shal oiv leo ha-pesach mutu l'ochol d'dei, then certainly he will not be eating his own bread, and the chavim shal yisrael shal oiv leo ha-pesach asar. And Rashi continues, v'afagav d'hashtanami isu l'gabei d'amisani mechom shav lava pesach, and even though he's having hanah from chom shav lava pesach, the lav the yovle if chom lav yovle day, as if not for the fact that he swapped his chametz with the guy's chametz, then and certainly the guy would not just give him free chametz. And Rashi explains, afil hachi kol madam matzil mevav b'tera porta ovid, but certainly the Jew wants to make sure that he eats his chametz with whatever term he can, and therefore he certainly swapped his chametz with the guys, and we did done miyashari. Certainly for another Jew that did not keep this chametz over Pesach, is mutal chatchila to eat from this chametz. The imcha isahana teifes chalipon chutz ma'ivis chavim ve'agdish v'shviyis. Rashi continues to bring another shita, v'yesh oimim she'af la'atzmai muta, and some hold that this bread would even be muta for the Jew himself who is oivon this iser. This is actually the shita of the Rambam. However, zok Rashi v'taisu b'yodam, them came mitzilin dom l'chametz v'pesach l'shar niskal, shem ratzim meichel oiv d'chavim, and the Tanan, and we learn the Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim, ha'eichel tshumas chametz v'pesach patim en tshishlumim v'dmei eitzim, ayin in Rashi. Our Gemara now continues with its raya to Rava, and as we know that in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim on Daf Chaf Chesam Beis, there's a machlekes b'negei chametz avlav v'pesach, if it would be asur midraisa, or if it's only asur midrabbanon. And as Rabbeinu Geshem brings down, Rabbi Yehuda Sava tlasa lavik sivi, chad lufnei zmanei m'shei shayisul manla, v'chad b'teich zmanei, v'chad l'achaz manei, d'meniach oisei v'avlav v'pesach asur. Although Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an isur midraisa on chametz avlav v'pesach, however, Rabbi Shimon is chilek and holds that it's only isur midrabbanon, and our Gemara continues savrua, that the Gemara has a havmina, that hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi, that this price is going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, the omer chametz achar pesach deraisa, that chametz avlav v'pesach is asur midraisa, v'ktani, even so we learn, m'pteisha machlifin, almole shavak ater v'achli sura. Therefore, we have a raya, that even though this person was choshed on the issa bal yirah, and l'maisa at this point is a potential issa deraisa of chametz avlav v'pesach, even so, we would be teila, that certainly he would not be eiva on this issa, and certainly he switched his chametz with the chametz of a guy, and therefore, we would have a raya to the din of Rava, that almole shavak ater v'achli sura, since this person is only a mumma to eat chametz based on hefsid, therefore, certainly, if he has a way to eat this chametz beheter, then certainly he would not go and eat this beisser. Therefore, l'chayr, we have a raya to the din of Rava, the Yisrael Mumma, Ichlon Nebeis Lte'avain, Boydik Sakim, and Noisalai, and the Chitchila, Hishchitis Kshira, has a Shavak Hatera, Vachli Sura. However, the Gemara continues that we can't necessarily bring a raya from this brisa to the din of Rava, has been my Dilma Rab Shimini, that who said that this brisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, but potentially the brisa is going like the Shita Rab Shimin, Ta'amah Chametz Acha Pesach Drabbanon, and if this price is going according to the Shita Rab Shimon, who holds the Chametz Avlav Pesach is only Yosim Drabbanon, possibly that's why the price is Mekel, and that's why the price teaches us that we could eat from his Chametz, as we could be Semich that he was Machlifin, but potentially by an Issa Deraisa, we would not be able to be Semich on this Mumar, since the case of Rava is by an Issa Deraisa of Nevela, so who said we could be Semich on a Mumar Lechol Nevelis Lote Avain? However, the Gemara continued that really from this price, so we would have a raya to the din of Rava, as Vithabi Namri Rab Shimon, as even if we explain that this price is going according to Rab Shimon, but Mik Tani Shani Oimechlifu, as the Brisa did not use a Lashon Safek, and the Brisa did not state that potentially he switched his chametz with the chametz of a guy, and the Brisa stated a Lashon Vadai, Mepresha Machlifin Tani, the Vadim Machlifin, and certainly he switched his chametz with the chametz of a guy, and therefore the raya is even stronger, Umabid Rabbanali Shavakater of Achli Surah, and Madach Lafir Rab Shimon, with this is only a drabbanon, and we still say that certainly he would not eat a dva issa drabbanon, and he would certainly be machlif with a guy in order to make sure that he eats a dva heta. Therefore, certainly in our case, by the issa nevela, which is an issa deraisa, and certainly if he has an eitzah to eat a dva heta, then certainly Rav is correct that leishavik hatera v'achli sura. And the Gemara continues, leim maseele, that let us say we could bring a raya from the following braisa to the din of Rav that Yisrael Mumma, ichon level sate avain, boidik sakim, and he could shecht even chatchila. The Gemara continues and brings a brisa, as the brisa teaches us how kol sheichtin vafilu kuti vafilu oril vafilu sor mumma, that everyone could do shchita, and even a kuti, and even an oril, and even a yisrael mumma. And the Gemara now explains hay oril hechidami, that when the brisa speaks about someone that did not a mila and is an oril, what are we referring to? As ilema shemesu echov machmas mila, as if we will say that we're talking about Yisrael whose brothers died based on mila. Therefore, it's a sakana for him to do mila. So, how you saw Malihu? So, certainly he has a right to do shchita. And what is the chiddush of the brisa? And as Taisis points out, shemesu echav machmas mila, shenemeluk sheing deilu mamesu deibishmini dil mishundle nivlu bemadam kenamim masech the Shabbos inami. And then Taisis states, I feel bishmini that even we're talking about a person whose brothers died after they had that Mila the eighth day, Ugin Shetsitsu Behen Virosh and Nivla Ben Daman, Ayin Shum, and the Gemara explained, Hayesol Malyahu, and as Ritva points out, the Onesu Machmasakono, and then the Ritva brings down this Tesis, as Vyesha Pishu Betesvis, the Marisha Mesu Ech of Machmas Mila, Shinumeluk Sheng Dolim, Vinivlo Ben Daman, the Ik Sheng Tanan Loy Hoylo Zalach Shlokach, however, the Ritva argues and he states, Velesa, Bedunakale Tamudestam, Vatam, and the reason is, the Choshe Mesu Ech of Machs Mila, Mokim Yuru Hulacho Adam, so certainly a person has what to fear from, Vafilo Miktanam Lodolim, Shein Lam Shea, the Choshe Esham Tzad Yuru Pachad, certainly in a Nidon, Kamu Maklal, Ayin Sham, and the Gemara continues, El Pshita Mumala Relis, and it must be talking about someone that is a Mumala Haches, and that's why he does not do Mila, and because Sava Mumul Davacha, Loyava Mumla Chol Tarakula, this part of the Bryce is teaching us that even though he's a Mumala Haches, Ludav Echad in the Torah, he doesn't become a Mumul Chol Tarakula, and therefore we could still rely on his Shrita. The Gemara still does not have its Raya to Rava, and the Gemara continues, Ema Seifa, and let us see the next case of the Bryce, Vafil Yisrael Mumma, and even Yisrael Mumma can do Shrita L'chatchila. The Gemara points out, Hai Mumma Hechidami, that what type of Mumma are we referring to? E Mumma Ludav Achar, as if he's a Mumma to another Issa in the Torah, and even if he does Sol Haches, the Bryce is teaching us that one could still rely on a Shrita, but Hainu Mumala Relais, this would be the exact same case as the case of Mumala Relais, and why would the Bryce have to teach us the same din? And it must be that the Bryce is talking about a case where this person is a Mumma to eat Nevela, and the Bryce is teaching us that even though he's a Mumma for Nevelais, but since he's only a Mumma to Avain, therefore we would still rely on a Shrita Lechatchila, as Rava taught us, Leishavah Katera Vachli Surah. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, that you can't necessarily bring a Raya from this Braisa, as as really we could say that if someone would be a Mumma L'te'avayin on Nevela, then we would not rely on a Shchita and not like Rava. And my time, and what would be the reason, as Kivin the Dushbe Katera Damile, since when he doesn't have kosher meat, he eats Nevela, so he becomes used to eating Nevelais, and it becomes like Heter, therefore he will never be Makben on Shchita. And as Rashi states, as he considers this as if it's heter. And if so, what does the Brisa mean when it states Afilu Yisrael Mumar, that lechatchila we could rely on Yisrael Mumar? And the Gemara explains, El Mumal Avedis Chichavim, the Brisa is referring to a case where this person was a Mumar of Avedis Chichavim, and even though we previously stated that if someone was a Mumar for Mila, that we still would rely on his Shchita. However, one may have had a Havmina that since we learned Afheir Min Aleph, that Chamur Avedis Chichavim, so possibly even though if someone is a mumla mila, we would rely on the shchita, but maybe if someone is a mumla v'izkichavim, we would not rely on the shchita. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us that even though someone is a mumla v'izkichavim, he's not considered a mumla chater kula. And as the Gemara says, Rab Anan, the Amrav Anan Mishmuel, Yisrael mumla v'izkichavim, that even if Yisrael is a mumla v'izkichavim, mutu lechem shchitasai, one can still rely on the shchita l'chatchila. However, we would not have riot to the din of Rava, as potentially if someone is mumma loisidavar and someone is mumma lunavelais, and even if it's only te'avain, then we would not be able to rely on his shchita. And Ayin takes is that certainly there is no havmina that if someone is mumma loisidavar l'haches, that we would be able to rely on his shchita. And as Taisa states, el mumma loisidavar ul te'avain, di l'haches pshita de psula. The Gemara continues, Gufa, that we just learned, Amar of Anan and Mishmuel, Yisrael mumma lavedis chavim mutalech mishchitasai, and the writer of Anan brings in the name of Shmuel, Shekim Mitzinu B'Yoshafa Melch Yehuda, Shenena Mesuda Sachav. And Rav Anan teaches us in the name of Shmuel that a Yisrael that's a Mumul Avedis Chavim, and even if it's Lahaches, he is not considered a Mumul Chal Tayakula, and therefore it would be mutter to eat from Ishchita. Dry is from the story that we find in Divrei Yom Beis, as well as in Malachim Aleph, Yehoshafa, who was a Tzaddik, and he was the Melch Yehuda, met up with Achav, who was Melch Yisrael, and was a Rasha, and Achav was trying to convince Yehoshafa to go and wage battle together in Ramot Gilad. You find that Achav, who was Oved Avidizara, formed Shchita, and Yehoshafat ate from his Shchita, and therefore we see that Mumal Avidizara is not a Mumal Chal Terekula. And the Gemara continues, Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis states, Vayeri Lekeitz Shonim El Achav L'Shemron V'Yizbach Loi Achav Tzayinu Bokal Roi V'La'om Asher Imai V'Hesiseu Lalis El Ramot Gilad. And we see that Achav shechted animals, and Yehoshafat ate from these animals. And the Gemara asks, V'Dilma Mizbach Zavach Mech Loi Achav, but potentially Achav shechted these animals, but Yehoshafat didn't eat from these animals, and how do we know that he relied on his shchita? However, the Gemara states by Yisaseh Uksiv that since the pasuk states that the purpose for the shechita was in order to convince Yoshua to go and fight this battle. And we know that the ikar sasa is through eating meat, so therefore it must be that Yoshua ate from this meat. However, the Gemara is v'dilma b'dvarim. How do you know that he actually ate from the meat? As maybe his incitement was through words and not through eating. However, the Gemara explains in asasa b'dvarim that the ikar sasa is not through words and it's through food. And the Gemara is v'loy v'ksiv k'yisischa chicha. But we know that the pasuk in Pashas Re'eh b'negei meis sumediach states yisischa chicha beni mechoy binchoy bitchoy yisischa kechoy re'echa shekinafshecha basei salema nelcha v'navdali himachir mishlo yedata atavai v'yosecha. The pasuk doesn't mention anything about food or drink. However, the Gemara explains b'achil v'shtia that even that pasuk is referring to eating and drinking. However, the Gemara continues and is still bothered as v'aksiv as the pasuk in Eiv states v'yoyim Hashem al satin hasamta limcha al avdi Eiv ki'in kamoyo ba'aretz ish tam v'yosho yirei alakim v'sor meira v'yidenu machzir b'tumasai v'atisein v'boi l'val l'chinam, and you incited me to go and swallow him up and cause him such pain for no reason. Certainly the satin could not incite a Kadosh Baruch Hu with achil and shtia. Certainly we see that a sasa is even without achil and shtia. However, the Gemara answers l'may l'shayni, and as Rashi explains the in achil l'fanav aval odom d'tzarech l'achila ikka sasa didei b'achil v'shtia, that certainly the ikka sasa by a person is through food and drink. However, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not shayach to food and drink, therefore when the Torah uses the term asasa b'negei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it certainly does not refer to food and drink. However, the Gemara is still bothered that how can you prove that Yehoshua actually ate this meat? It's possible Yaakov just shechted this meat as he thought that Yehoshua would eat, but ultimately Yehoshua did not eat the meat, even though the pasuk states the Lashon V'yasiseu, Achav's incitement happened through drink and through wine. And even though the pasuk doesn't mention wine, certainly when they made a suda there was wine. And as the Gemara is v'dilma mishta ashti meichel le'achol, however the Gemara responds that even if he would have drank, that would be a raya to this point as well, as maishna shtia damrina mumal av yischoven le'av mumal chater kula, as even b'negei wine there's an issa of yayin esach. And since you are certainly agreeing that he must have given him something to drink, as otherwise the lashon hasasa would not make sense, l'maisa since Achav was a mumal le'av yedizara, so certainly Yehoshaphat shouldn't have drank the wine either. And by the fact that Yehoshaphat drank the wine, so therefore we see that mumal av yischoven le'av mumal chater kula and achil nami, and therefore we could also explain that Yehoshaphat actually ate from the meat of Achav. And certainly this would be a riot to the din of Rav Anon, however the Gemara responds that we still do not have a raya from these psukim, as even though it's possible that Yehoshua drank the wine of Achav, that doesn't prove anything b'negei shechita, as hachi hashta shtia stam yenun hu v'adayin lo nesa stam yenun shel avichavim, as certainly we're not talking about yayin nesach and we're only talking about stam yenun, and at that point in history the gzir of stam yenun did not apply, and therefore Yehoshua was able to drink the wine of Achav. However, aval achila eim l'chom mumul avichavim mumul chater kula, but possibly Yehoshua would not eat the meat of Achav, as possibly he held that mumul avichavim having mumul chater kula, and we could not bring a riot to the din of Rabbanon. However, the Gemara brings two explanations, as number one, ibayisim olav urchid malka mishtoya b'loy mechla, that it's not the derech of a melech to drink without having food as well. Therefore, if you're telling me that certainly Yehoshua had to drink wine, then certainly he also ate meat, and therefore Rabbanon has a raya that mumul avidus kechavim lo have a mumul chater kula, and ibayisim aviyizbach v'esisoksiv b'maasisa b'zvicha, by the fact that the pasuk tells us that Achav shechted, and then it tells us v'yisiso, so it's clear that his asasa happened through his zvicha, and the asasa happened through achila, and that Yehoshua actually ate from this basar. And therefore, we have a raya that even though Achav was a mumul avidizara, but lo have a mumul chater kula, and Yehoshua was able to rely on Achav shechita. And before we continue, let us see Rashi do a maskal stam yenim hu shlo rienu shenischu lavidus kechavim delisa dechsiv, and as the pasuk in Azinu states yishtu yenisicham v'afilu cheshavt le mumul chater kula shari that dain le nesu yenim shal vichavim, as stam yenim was a late gzira as miyut ches david talmid sham vehilhu, as we learned in mesecht zavidus zara. And the Gemara continues and is still bothered with this raya, and as the Gemara is v'dilma avadya zavach, that certainly even though the pasuk states that Achav shechted, but certainly Achav was the king, and it wouldn't be proper for the king to actually do shechita, and therefore it must have been one of his mesharsim, since Avadya was one of the mesharsim of Achav, so possibly Avadya was the one who shechted these animals, and that's why Yehoshua ate from these animals. However, the Gemara explains the Rav Ksiv, Sipok, that since the Pasuk states that they shechted many animals, so it must be that many Shmishorsim of Achav shechted these animals, and certainly Avadya was not the only one that shechted these animals. However, the Gemara is still bothered, V'dil Meshiv Salafim Zavoyach, Tichsiv, and as the Pasuk of Malachim Aleph teach us, V'shati B'Yisrael, Shiv Salafim, Kolar B'Kayim, Eshalei Kar Lobal, V'chol HaPesh, Eshalei Noshek Lai, and since we know that not only was Avadya the Tzaddik, that there were another 7,000 Tzaddikim, and maybe they were the ones that shechted all these animals, that is why Yoshefer was able to eat from this basar. However, the Gemara responds, Tzmuri Havim Mitamim Me'izavel, that we know that Avadya hid these 7,000 people in order to make sure that Izavel would not kill them, and certainly they could not do Shechita. And the Gemara continues, V'dil Megavri D'Achav Havimalu, that potentially just like Avadya was the Mishoris of Achav, and Izavel didn't kill him, so the same applied to many other people that were from these 7,000 Tzaddikim, they were also Mishorsim of Achav, and that's why Izavel was not able to get to them and kill them. Maybe they were the ones who shechted these animals. However, the Gemara explains, that you shouldn't have such a habit in the Chsiv, as the Pasuk of Mishlei teaches us, Moshel Makshev al Dvash Shaker, Kol Mishorsim Visharim, that if someone listens to Dvash Shaker, then all his Mishorsim will also follow him and will also be Visharim. And although Avadya was Yotzim in Aklal and he was a Tzaddik, however, other Mishorsim of Achav certainly weren't Tzaddikim. However, the Gemara is still bothered that possibly even though Achav's Mishorsim did the Shechita, possibly that Shechita was not valid, but Vidil Megavid Yoshafat Namile Avimalu, possibly that Basa was eaten by the Mishorsim of Yoshafat, who were not Tzaddikim, and Zveich Gavri de Achav Ochel Gavri de Yoshafat, and Zveich Avadya Ochel Yoshafat, those animals that were shechted by the Mishorsim of Achav were eaten by the Mishorsim of Yoshafat that were not Tzaddikim, and the only animals that Yoshafat relied on and he ate were only those animals that were shechted by Avadya. However, the Gemara states, Leisach Daitach, and certainly based on a diuk from the previous pasuk that we brought from Mishlei, we cannot say that most of the Mishorsim of Yoshafat were Rishoyim, as Midim Moshel Makshev al Dvash Sheker called Mishorsim Rishoyim, as since if the leader listens to Dvash Sheker, then all the Mishorsim will be Rishoyim, Hol Dvash Emes, Mishorsim Tzadikim. So if there's a ruler that follows Dvash Emes, then certainly his followers will be Tzadikim, and by the fact that they all ate from this basa, so we now have raya to the dinner of Anon in the name of Shmuel, even if Yisrael is a mumla v'yischavim, it's mutalechel mishchitasai. However, the Gemara is still bothered, V'dilma Zaveir Gavri D'Achav, Ochel Achav V'Gavri, Zaveir Gavri D'Yoshafat, Ochel Yoshafat V'Gavri. Possibly we could explain that anything that was shechted by the people of Achav were exclusively eaten by Achav's group, and anything that was shechted by Yoshafat's group were exclusively eaten by Yoshafat's group, and once again, we cannot bring a raya to the dinner of Anon in the name of Shmuel. And we continue on Daf Heyam with Aleph. The Gemara answers that based on the Pesukim, we know that Lo Yavid Maflag Nafshim Minei, even though Achav was Oved Avid Zera, even so, Avadya did not separate himself from Achav at all. And as Rashi at the top of Daf Heyam with Aleph states, Lo Yoshafat Nizav and Ivdol Mimenu Meshuv Chashav Klal, Alma Afag Abdel Mumla Viz Chavimaya, Lo Yavid Mumla Chol Terekula. Therefore, from these Pesukim, we have a valid Raya to the Din of Reb Anna in the name of Shmuel. And the Gemara now continues, Mindalon, how do we see from these psukim that Yoshafat trusted Achav? The Gemara states, Ilema Midchsiv, as if you will say it's from the Pasuk of Malachim Aleph that states, by Yoimel Yoshafat, Haselech Itil Melchom and Ramais Gilad, by Yoimel Yoshafat El Melchisol, Kamoini Kamecha, Kaami Kamecha, Kisusai Kisusecha. Rashi points out that it's Mashmari was telling me that I am like you, and my people are like your people, and as Rashi states, the Mashma, Harei Ata Kameisenu, the same Chalayu. However, the Gemara continues that although you could explain this point in the first part of the Pasuk, however, this explanation would not fit in with the end of the Pasuk, El Me'ata, Kesusai Kesusecha, when the Pasuk states, my horses will be like your horses, Hachinami, would you say that's also talking about Issa V'Heta? Certainly this cannot be talking about Issa V'Heta, and as Rashi states, El HaKachach L'Nyal M'chom Kamalei, and it must be that he was talking about the war, and Yoshafat responded to Achav, we will join up with you and go to war, my fate will be the same as your fate, and my people's fate will be the same as your people's fate, and my horse's fate will be the same as your horse's fate, and this has nothing to do with halacha, and therefore we can't bring a raya. Yoshafat trusted Achav b'negeya isvaheta, and as the Gemara explains that the pasuk means l'mad havi asusechot havi asusai hachinami ma'ed havi aloch v'alavoy amoch havi alai v'alavoy ami. However, the Gemara explains elamehacha that the raya that we have that Yoshafat actually trusted Achav b'negeya isvaheta is from another pasuk of Malachim Aleph, which is a few pasukim later, as the pasuk states, Melch Yisrael, Yishof, Melch Yehuda, Yoshev, Mishal Kisai, Mulubashim, Begodim, Begurim, Pesach, Shashemron, Vicholon, Vim, Misnabim, Lufneim. The Gemara is bothered, my Goyron, that what does the Pasuk mean when it mentions a threshing floor, Ilim, Begurim, Amish, as if you will say it actually refers to a threshing floor, Otu, Shashemron, Goyron, Hava, as how could it be that by the gate of Shemron there was a threshing floor, as the Ritva explains, because the Mishnah Misechtes Babasra in Perak Leachbo teaches us, Machikinus Agurim in the ear, Chamishim Amo, that Philo Bechutzlaretz, Bechoshkin Beretz Yisrael, the Ikumishim Noya Oretz, that Philo Esilo Machikin Kidis Asam, and therefore certainly they wouldn't place a Gurin right next to the opening of the city. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Eliki Gurin, that the Pasuk means that it was shaped like a threshing floor, the Tnan, the Sanhedrin Hesach Chatzi Gurin Agula, Kadeshi Rein Zezeh, and the Mishnah teaches us in Mesech the Sanhedrin, that the Sanhedrin would sit like a half a threshing floor, and they would sit in the form of a half circle. They did so in order they should be able to see each other. Rashi Mesech the Sanhedrin explains, Bagula Hayu Yeshvin, that they would sit in a circle, Eishiyu Kulim Rein Zezeh, Fishim Hayu Yeshvin Meshura, Ein Pnei Rishenim Rein Zezeh. Rashi continues, Bagula Shleimen Yeshvin, Lefishet Tzvichim Bale Adin Vaidim, Lekodins Ladabel Bepnei Kulam, Shiyu Kulim Rein Zeidim, Umedakim Medveyam, Veloishia Pnei Eidim Leshur Zu, Vachreim Lezu. As Rashi states in our Gemara, Li Yeshemin Ishtvachereya, Umisvakachin Zem Zeh, Achet Hetzer Roch Alocha, Shiilu Hayeshim Keshur Shlei Bagula, Ein Bnei Resh Ashur, Rein Bnei Seif Shurasai, Uchagula Shlei Malay Yeshvin, Kadeshe Mokum Lotzis Velavai. By the fact that Yoshafat and Achav sat in this manner, it would show that they trusted each other and they had friendship. As Rabbeinu Gershon brings down, the Lehav Maflik Nafshiminei, and therefore we see that Yoshafat trusted Achav, and he must have eaten from his Shchita. Therefore, we have a riot to the din of Rabbi Aaron named Shmuel, that even if he saw his mumal avid chavim, he's still not a mumal chater kula, and it's mutal lechel b'shchitasai. Before we finish, let us go back to 2 points, as the Gemara previously stated, el pshita mumal arelis, and we explain based on Rashi that he was a mumal haches, and as Rashi states, mibay b'mitzvazu. However, I in the kesef mishnah in hichel shchita in perak dal lechel dalid klay mashenu reitz litzdar v'domi loichel nevelos l'taava in ayin sham. In addition, when we spoke about asasa, so we stated l'mayla shiny, and we explained the Gemara based on Rashi, but Ayin Ritvo explains Hanochon l'mayla shiny the lava asasa mamishi d'loy shaych asasa bei. As certainly, it's not possible to incite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will stop over here.